Hiya, this is Shani Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we are going to talk about how can researchers and publishers ensure all contributors are credited for their work. So, research is increasingly a complex and collaborative process involving a team of people with specialised skills, such as statistical analysis, data modelling, and project management. But how can we ensure that all contributions are recognised and visible when the traditional model for scholarly output is often not fit for purpose? There is a growing interest among researchers, funding agencies, academic institutions, editors, and publishers in increasing both the transparency and accessibility of research contributions. Using credit to recognise a range of contributors in a consistent and structured way, credit is a high-level taxonomy that can be used to represent the typical roles of contributors and describe each of their specific contributions to the scholarly output. Credit proposes a standardised approach with 14 contributor roles and therefore an approach that lends itself to quantification. The system aims to capture the range and nature of contributions to the scholarly published output in a transparent, consistent, and structured format. So, where ORCID allows authors to be consistently identified across scholarly outputs, credit adds even more detailed descriptive metadata with the roles. According to the recently published approved standard by the American National Standards Institute, the roles are defined as 1. Conceptualization, ideas, formulation, or evolution of overarching research goals and aims. 2. Data curation, management activities to annotate, scrub data, and maintain research data, including software code where it is necessary to interpret the data for initial use and later reuse. 3. Formal analysis, application of statistical, mathematical, computational, or other formal techniques to analyze or synthesize study data. 4. Funding acquisition, acquisition of the financial support for the project leading to the publication. 5. Investigation, conducting a research and investigation process, specifically performing the experiments or data evidence collection. 6. Methodology, development or design of methodology, creation of models. 7. Project administration, management and coordination responsibility for the research activity planning and execution. 8. Resources, provision of study materials, reagents, materials, patients, laboratory samples, animals, instrumentation, computing resources, or other analysis tools. 9. Software, programming software development, designing computer programs, implementation of the computer code, and supporting algorithms, testing of existing code components. 10. Supervision, oversight and leadership responsibility for the research activity planning and execution, including mentorship external to the core team. 11. Validation, verification whether as part of the activity or separate of the overall replication, reproducibility of results, experiments and other research outputs. 12. Visualization, preparation, creation and or presentation of the published work, specifically visualization, data presentation. 13. Writing, original draft. Preparation, creation and or presentation of the published work, specifically writing the initial draft. 14. Preparation, creation and or presentation of the published work by those from the original research group, specifically critical review, commentary or revision, including pre or post-publication stages. So, how was credit developed and who was involved? In 2012, the Wellcome Trust and Harvard University co-hosted a workshop to bring together academic publishing and funder community members interested in exploring alternative contributorship and attribution models. The National Information Standards Organization, NISO, and others started development work, ALAN 2014. The Contributor Roles Taxonomy, Credit, was launched in 2014, a NISO working group in 2020, and the standard was approved on January 14, 2022 by the American National Standards Institute. So, who is using credit? According to NISO, credit is already used by an impressive range of scholarly publishers representing thousands of journals. Adopters range from BMJ, Elsevier, Oxford University Press, Springer, University of Glasgow, and Gates Open Research, for example. Credit is integrated into the editorial manager software, Ares, used by Elsevier, Wiley, Taylor & Francis, Wolters Kluwer, and Springer Nature. In an ORCID blog post about credit, Veronique Kima, or PLOS, a non-profit open access publisher, describes credit as, is central to promote recognition for individual researchers in team science, and goes on to say that in adopting taxonomy at PLOS, it was really important to display the contributions of each author in a human and machine-readable way in all publications. There has been some pushback on credit though, as critics have highlighted the limitations of the roles. And in a post on the LSE Impact blog, Elizabeth Gard urges some caution in terms of the potential for the credit approach to become yet another research evaluation metric that may disadvantage some contributors and which is based on data that is not necessarily open for scrutiny. Standardising contributions, check which publishers are involved, making sure that everyone involved in the research is recognised for their contributions and that their contribution is visible of key importance for researchers and publishers, funders, academic institutions and others. Credit offers a way to standardise a range of contributions that can support more transparent reporting of scholarly outputs, for example, when there are multiple authors, improve the ability to track the outputs and contributions of grant recipients and reduce the potential for author disputes. Thank you for listening today.